Hey, podcast listeners. The Journal is excited to announce a brand new podcast series launching Friday, May 19th, called The Future of Everything. On the show, we'll explore how science and technology are revolutionizing everything from business and industry to culture and society. The Future of Everything podcast is sponsored by Slack. Companies all over the world depend on Slack every day to get everything done. Slack, where work happens. We look forward to you joining us as we embark on this exciting new series. So be sure to subscribe now by visiting wsj.com/podcasts or visit the Future of Everything page on your podcast app.
Is this something to worry about? Lots of homeowners are pocketing cash when they refinance.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. It may remind you of Americans using their homes like an ATM machine. The Wall Street Journal says Americans refinancing their mortgages are taking out cash in the process at levels not seen since the financial crisis. It's known as the cash-out option, and it may worry some observers because so many borrowers who refinance their homes used this option in the run-up to the financial meltdown. Here to talk about the cash-out refi is Wall Street Journal reporter Christina Rexroad. Christina, first off, how many borrowers who refinanced their homes in the first quarter used the cash out?
Yeah, that was about 49%.
49%, and that's the highest level since the fourth quarter of 2008?
Yep.
How does this stack up in relative terms? I mean, is it good or bad?
Well, that's a good question, and it sort of depends on how the borrowers might choose to use the money. So the 49%, like you mentioned, it's the highest since 2008. It's also still relatively low if you compare it to the financial crisis. It was nearly 90% around 2006. Is it good or bad? I think that you can make an argument that taking cash out of your refinancing is neither good nor bad. It depends on whether it's part of a good strategy for that particular borrower, right? So for some borrowers, if they're taking the money out and say they have a lot of credit card debt and the credit card debt is charging them 29%, maybe this is a good option to roll that into a, they're refinancing and then they're only, they're probably only going to pay 4% or so on their mortgage. If you're taking the money out and you're blowing it on, a cruise or a sports car, that's probably less of a good idea.
Seems to me that's what a lot of people did, back in the day.
Yeah, definitely. That's why we had a financial crisis.
Sure. Christina, define for us what a cash out refi is and really how it works.
Yeah, it's basically what it sounds like. So when you refinance your mortgage, you're essentially trading in your old mortgage for a new one. And presumably people do this when rates are low. So say that you got your mortgage when rates were 6% and now rates are 4%, then you trade in your old mortgage. With a cash out refinancing, you still do the same thing, except that you can take some equity out and you can pocket that money and use it how you want. It really only works well if your house has gone up in value.
Doesn't work out so well the other way. Obviously, this has helped buoy the refinancing business.
Yeah, rates have been going up. The Fed has raised short-term rates 3 times since late 2015. And so mortgage rates have gone up a little bit since then. And there's been a lot of, caterwauling about the refinancing business is going to die. There's certainly reason to think that, and refinancing volume is not what it used to be. But at the same time, rates are still really historically low. I think they were about 3.95% last week. And so there's still plenty of people out there with mortgages that are higher than that.
I'm speaking with Christina Rexroad of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
You rely on the Wall Street Journal for informed market insights and news coverage. Now let WSJ Wine give you the inside track to the world's smartest wine buys delivered conveniently to your door. Highlights of your first case include a 99-point Super Tuscan and a gold medal Bordeaux from the exceptional 2015 vintage. Order now to receive over $100 in savings and free shipping. Simply go to wsjwine.com/sip or call 877-WSJ-WINE.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Christina, let's go into some reasons in a little bit more detail about why the cash-out refi option is becoming more popular. Give us some reasons. Don't higher home prices have something to do with it as well?
Yeah, they do. And the percentage where people refinancing or also taking cash out of their homes has been highest in the parts of the country where home prices are rising the most, so like Dallas and Denver. Another thing to consider is we don't know exactly how people are spending the money when they take it out of their home, but there's some evidence that maybe people are using this to get out of a home equity line that's about to reset because those interest rates do rise. Or maybe they have an option adjustable rate mortgage and that's about to rise. So if you take a cash out refinancing or really any refinance, you can avoid paying those higher interest rates. So that might be part of it. Now, are some people taking this money and spending it on a new Ferrari or a cruise to Jamaica? Probably.
Sure. Yeah. This isn't really shades of 2008, Christina, is it? I mean, for one thing, lending standards are a lot stricter.
Yeah, that is what the banks and some other observers say.
Do I sense a little bit of doubt creeping into your voice there?
Well, I think that it's too early to tell. Yeah. And I certainly think that when people read a story saying that more homeowners are taking cash out of their house, that it's a legitimate reason to feel nervous and it's a legitimate reason to remember 2008. Now, I talked to Freddie Max, deputy chief economist for this story, and one thing that he pointed out, which is fair, is that the overall amount of money that people are taking out is much lower than it was in the middle of the crisis.
Yeah.
Or right before the crisis.
Wall Street Journal reporter Christina Rexroad, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Have a device with Amazon Alexa? Ask her to enable the Wall Street Journal skill and get on-demand access to all of our podcasts, as well as the latest news and market updates. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.